what price you will pay for it. But I really believe these outfitter people would let me run about London wearing cotton gloves and a plaid comforter without lifting a finger to prevent me. And, by the by, that reminds me of a scandalous trick these salesmen will play you. Sometimes they have not the thing you want, and then they make you buy other things. I happen to have, through no fault of my own, a very small head, and consequently, for one long summer, I wore a little boy's straw hat about London with the colours of a Paddington board school, simply because a rascal outfitter hadn't my size in a proper kind of headgear, and induced me to buy the thing by spacious representations. He must have known perfectly well it was not what I ought to wear. It seems never to enter into a shopman's code of honour that he ought to do his best for his customer. Since that, however, I have noticed lots of people about who have struck me in a new light as triumphs of the salesman. Masterpieces in the art of incongruity. Age in the garb of youth. Corpulence put off with the size called Slendermans.